Ron Hellinger, I'll start with you.
How you doing, John?
Good morning. Another year, and the 92nd annual East-West Shrine Game, and it all starts again.
It's unbelievable, Joe. It's great to see this great group here today, and you know, it's just a tribute to Shriners Hospitals for Children and what Harold and the whole group has done with this game, and it's such a coup for St. Pete. I mean, we're really proud to have the game here, and the bottom line is what this game brings to the children. I mean, you take one visit to the hospital over there in Tampa or come to our event right on game week, the first event on Sunday of game week, and see these kids and the smiles on their faces and the chance they have in life, and all this, the proceeds go to that. It brings a warm feeling to your heart. It really does.
Well, the game comes up in January 21st, I believe, this year. It's a Saturday afternoon at Tropicana Field with a kickoff shortly after 4 o'clock. And it's a fun football afternoon as well.
I'll tell you what, it's a great game. You can get tickets for $15, which it costs that just about to go to a movie today. And just think of the benefit it's bringing. You're getting all these college players that are going to be playing in the NFL. Our record for having these players in the NFL is phenomenal, the percentage of guys that end up playing on Sundays. And you're doing a great thing for the community and the children all over the country. And the fact that a lot of people don't realize that Shriners Hospitals for Children is based right here in the Tampa Bay area, it's a wonderful thing for our community.
Yeah, Shriners International headquarters right over on Rocky Point, right near Tampa Airport, is operating it for the United States, Canada, and Mexico, all right here. So, well, this group this morning will hear from Harold Richardson and some of the others in a few minutes, but this is a group of core supporters, business people, a few new prospective partners. Local partnership is really important.
It's the core of our game. It's great to see all the new faces in the crowd here this morning, Joe. And it really is. It's a great thing to come together. Everybody works together, and the common goal is it's all about the children.
Our thanks to Ron Hellinger, Hellinger Advertising here in St. Petersburg, one of the many volunteers that work on this game each year.
Tommy Kidwell.
Bill Proats.
And you guys are supporters here in the local community of the East-West Shrine Game, and why would you be?
It's a fun game, and it brings a lot of people to town, and I enjoy football anyway.
Well, number one, the recipients, which is the Shriners, is just a fantastic organization. And number two, the talent you see on that field at that game is like most of them are going to probably end up in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's optimistic, but most of them will end up in the National Football League. We know that. And one of the fun pieces of this, really a couple of things. One is the players' visit over to the hospital, which is open to the public. And if you want a very positive thing to do on the Sunday before the Shrine game, go there to Shriners Hospital in Tampa. But also the practices are open to the public at St. Pete High and Shorecrest. Have you been there? Have you experienced that?
I've been to the Shorecrest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the you get close to those players and they are fast and they are good. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're also big.
Absolutely. This all comes up the week before January 21st. We are way out in advance of it this morning just to kind of demonstrate how early you have to start really working on an event such as this. It's August 23rd or whatever it is today. The game is in January, but there's a group of local business people here at the Courtyard Marriott in downtown St. Petersburg who are getting here to share their support with other potential new folks to participate. And good morning. Your name is?
Kathy Kablish.
And what do you do?
I am the area manager for the Courtyard downtown St. Petersburg.
I knew that, and that's why I wanted to stop by. Thank you for your hospitality this morning.
You're very welcome. We love it. This is a great event and happy to be a part of it.
Listeners from outside our area might not be familiar with this particular property, but this Courtyard Marriott in downtown St. Pete is actually a historic hotel.
It is. It was originally built in 1925, and we converted it to a Marriott Courtyard in 2006. So we're hitting our 10 years of this wonderful historic property and such a vibrant downtown community. We love it.
Oh, absolutely. And the downtown in that 10 years has changed around you.
it has been tremendously a huge amount of growth. So many events and museums and restaurants that are in such a close proximity. It is a wonderful place to enjoy the wonderful Florida weather and get a little culture at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, you have a nice little meeting room here right off the lobby.
We do. We love to host those small meetings of 30 people or so in our on-site food service. So it's a great place, great guest rooms. Our complimentary shuttle will take our guests in the downtown area. So great spot.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and thanks again for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jim Nieder, who's running things this morning. Jim, this is year six.
Six East-West game, and glad of it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
We're having a lot of fun.
Well, you know, when you and several others were instrumental in bringing the game to St. Petersburg, things were not going all that well with the East-West game.
Right. Back then, they really didn't have much local support, and we've been able to turn that around so that we've increased the local partnership and attendance every year, so we're just trying to do that one more time here.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming up in January, Jim Nieder, the St. Petersburg Sports Alliance and the East-West Shrine Game. We are live at the Courtyard Marriott this morning in downtown St. Petersburg, part of our kickoff business breakfast. And as you can hear, we have a very good turnout.
Rich Libero.
Rich is a relatively new friend here in St. Petersburg, moved to the area not that long ago. Quickly, your background prior to getting here.
30-year media person. I've been an NHL executive. I've worked for major media companies such as Fox Sports and Comcast and NBC Sports, and was a sports writer back in the day. And for a sports-crazed kid from New York, I've kind of lived the dream for 30 years.
Well, here in St. Petersburg, we discovered each other, and you are in the process of discovering the East-West Shrine Game. Not that you didn't know about it, but what we do here.
Yeah, it's a fantastic event, I think, and for folks who want to follow the NFL draft or learn about the next generation of players that are coming up and how they might be able to get your team to win a Super Bowl eventually, I think it's a great opportunity to go out and see those players ahead of the draft and get a sense of what's out there. And then also, you know, the Shriners have a fantastic cause. They do a great job of helping kids in need and provide all those medical services for free. So yeah, it's a win-win for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking yesterday with Harold about the incredible interest in prospective draftees. It is a huge, huge thing now.
It's amazing, and you've even seen the sort of vocabulary among analysts on TV talking about, you know, really technical things like three technique player and things that, you know, growing up as a football fan and actually playing the game a little bit, I never really knew what a three technique was as a kid, but now everybody kind of knows they know the difference between, you know, sort of what it takes to run a 3-4 athletically and the kind of athletes you need, difference from a 4-3, and fans are so much more attuned to the mechanics of every position in the NFL. So I'd say, you know, probably over the last 10 or 15 years, maybe driven by just interest in the draft or fantasy football, people have taken a really heightened interest in things that I think were kind of in the shadows or only, you know, discussed among scouts and professional football people.
Yeah. Well, I know what we want to do, working together, is really expand the amount of information available on players who have played in this game as well as those who will play in it. And talk a little about that.
Yeah, you know, I think the good thing about these events is that they happen and they're live and they're great, but the internet gives you an opportunity to go back and sort of dissect them, even on a player-by-player or play-by-play basis, and learn about these individuals. You know, how did they practice in drills? How did they project in interviews? What's their character like? How did they perform in the game? And I think from a content perspective, you've got so many people following the draft and looking for every crumb of information, and so much focus is on the first round. Really, the hard part is sourcing the information on the guys below that, and I think there's an opportunity here with these players, many of whom will go outside the first round, to learn a lot more about these guys who could become regular performers in the NFL for your favorite team.
Well, this is going to be fun, and Rich Libera joining us here at our business breakfast at the Courtyard Marriott in downtown St. Petersburg. One other gentleman here before we
sign off, who I just saw arrived, and I want to say hi to Wayne Hogan.
How are you?
Everything? We are live on Radio St. Pete.
Good deal. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well,
you're always live, Joe.
Well, thanks for coming, and tell us, tell the listeners what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. I, among other things, am the executive director of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. That's taking a lot of my time and energy right now. As you know, I came to St. Petersburg a few years back and started my own public relations consulting business called Mango Media. And one of the large clients, obviously, that I've gained has been to affiliate with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame as its executive director. And so that is really taking up a lot of my time as we get ready for this year's new induction class and a couple of other major events that are going to, by the way, be very important to the city of St. Pete and Pinellas County, which we'll visit about.
Great. Terrific. And I'm glad you stopped by to see what we were doing here.
Well, this is exciting. I've known, obviously, about this. I've been a little bit involved through the years with the St. Petersburg Bowl game that takes place just before the Shrine game, but obviously working in college athletics for 35 years, I'm very familiar with this game. It's one of the granddaddy games of all of the all-star games. Always been familiar with it. I'm very, very happy that it's found a home here in St. Petersburg. I know Harold Richardson well. We go back to our days together in Atlanta when I was at Georgia Tech and he was over with the Falcons, and so we've had a chance to visit. And so I'm a huge supporter. I think this is going to be continuing to be a great thing for our community and great for those kids that it's all about.
And you yourself are no stranger to microphone and broadcasting.
Did a little bit of that back in the day, as we say. I had some great times. I did a little AAA minor league baseball for a couple of years, and had a great time doing that. And some days I get up and wish I was still doing that. It's fun.
I had a chance to this weekend. I did three games for the Durham Bulls on radio and TV up in Durham, and 10,000 people in the ballpark and a lot of fun.
I spent a lot of time in that park when I was at Georgia Tech and Florida State for a while. We had a number of ACC tournaments there at the Durham Bulls ballpark, and I was always wondering if anybody ever hit that big bull out in left field and win a steak dinner, right? If you hit the bull, you win a steak dinner.
Yeah, you still do, and I will say from a broadcasting perspective, it's 308 down the left field line. The blue monster is 32 feet compared to the green monster, which is 37. Right. So it's 32 feet, 300 feet down the line. Richie Schaefer, who's now back with the Rays on Friday night, hit what I would call a chip shot, a pop fly ball to left field, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's out of here. Fun ballpark. The people at Durham really backed that team, and it's a fun place to be. I enjoyed my time there.
Wayne Hogan, executive director of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Correct.
I got it right.
You got it. You did.
I'm so glad you stopped by this.
Hey, this is wonderful. A lot of great people here, and you're to be congratulated too, Joe. Thank you.
Great. Wayne Hogan, who stopped in. One of many folks who are involved in sports one way or another. Collegiate athletics for many, many years, as you heard. I think we are just about finished for the morning here from the Courtyard Marriott in downtown St. Petersburg. This has been the business breakfast kickoff for the 92nd annual East-West Shrine Game. Also a discussion, as you heard, of the Tampa Bay Rays and their future in the city of St. Petersburg.